concession. I admitted I fell down on my knees. Ah, yeah, ah, yeah. I held up my message, but my handwriting's terrible, so I held up a stencil, and you said,
good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Starting out the program tonight, you heard something from Jonah Yano with a track called Call the Number. That's taken from a new album out called Portrait of the Dog, or Portrait of a Dog. And Jonah Yano is based out of Toronto, and he is a Montreal... let me see. Huh, for some reason, it says Toronto on his Bandcamp, but his bio says... He's Montreal-based. Anyways, you can check this out at jonahyano.bandcamp.com. And that one is currently on the National Campus Radio Charts, the national radio charts that CITR submits to. And currently, this album is sitting at number 45, and it's out on a label called Innovative Leisure Records. And like I said, you tuned into CITR, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I am your host, P-Bone. I'll be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight, and hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And up next, we're going to hear something from an artist called Pool Blood, a track off a release called Mole, and we're going to hear the track called WFY, kind of a little bit kind of a bedroom pop type sound to it from what I was listening to earlier. And you can check this out at poolblood.bandcamp.com. And Pool Blood is based out of Toronto. After that, we're going to hear something from Vancouver, out on the record label called Flemish Eye out of Calgary. And anyways, Blessed has a release out called Circuitous, and we're going to hear a track off of that called Agoraphobia. And Blessed are based in Vancouver. Check it out at blessedband.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we're going to hear something that I'm really excited to play. That's something from JT4. This is a reissue of a very rare limited tracks released on an obscure cassette. And JT4 is a kind of outsider punk garage, artist that's been around since, 1961 to 2002. And I'm not sure how long he was putting out music for. But anyways, it's a really cool reissue called The Future. We're going to hear a track called Jet Lag Time Drag. And once again, this is out on Drag City Records, who does a really great job of doing these cool reissues and obscure finds. Not sure how they do it. There's so many reissues out, and Drag City seems to be really picking up on some very cool ones that others seem to have missed, in addition to their regular lineup of really great music. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling here, right here on CITR 101.9 FM from Pool Blood. This is a track called WFY.
I got myself way. Portland, Oregon-based sub-pop recording artists Quasi are set to perform in Vancouver on Thursday, March 2nd at Fox Cabaret with special guests Number 2. Tickets available now at f7entertainment.com.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Jet lag, time drag, I'm straggling on. Jet lag, time drag, tomorrow's almost gone. Where has tomorrow gone? alienated, disorientated, like the Pope in an alley at dawn. Bethlehem beauty, just a sweet prostitute, and she's really coming on. Slightly moronic, she stared catatonic through the walls around my face. I shouldn't have bothered, but she looked like my father, or a little like Hitler in lace. Jet lag, time drag, I'm straggling on. Jet lag, time drag, tomorrow's almost gone. Where has tomorrow gone? Minutes melt to hours, and hours turn to days. Days into memories of the psychedelic haze. Seduce and destroy with my terminal toy, and a feeling for passionate power. Before I could hold her, the air traffic controller went berserk with a gun in the tower. Lusitania sink, and I can hear myself thinking no survivors are taken alive. It's a terrorist dream, all the hostages scream. The plane went into a dive. Jet lag, time drag, I'm straggling on. Jet lag, time drag, tomorrow's almost gone. Where has tomorrow gone? Lowbrow Libra closet queen of Sheba, with a Krishna bottle under her arm. With a counterfeit dollar, I bought her last flower and a good karma lucky charm. But alienated, disorientated, with my eyes bleeding into the dawn. An empty runway on an early Sunday, tomorrow's almost gone. Where has tomorrow gone? Come on! Oh yeah! Jet lag, time drag, I'm straggling on. Jet lag, time drag, where has tomorrow gone? Jet lag, time drag, I'm straggling on. Jet lag, time drag, tomorrow's almost gone. Oh yeah. Jet lag, time drag, I'm straggling on. Jet lag, time drag, tomorrow's almost gone. Jet lag, time drag, I'm straggling on. Jet lag, it's driving me crazy. Where has tomorrow gone? Where has tomorrow gone?
And that was something from glam punk artist JT4, a release out on the Future album that's coming out on Drag City Records. That was a track called Jet Lag, Time Drag. And JT4 is based out of the Chicago area, and he goes under the name, JT4, but his full name is John Henry Timmes, and he has a few releases out on a label called Rock and Roll Records, various scattered 7-inches, But there has been two releases put out on Drag City Records. Previously was Cosmic Lightning, which originally came out in 1987, and also this release out called The Future, which is a very rare collection of tracks that were mostly out on obscure cassettes. And it is going to be released by Drag City on March 10th of this year. And you can check it out at the Drag City Bandcamp. I think you can check out some forthcoming songs. But anyways, there's some really cool tracks that they cover. Or he covers Brian Ferry, Lee Hazelwood, Lou Reed, and a lot of his own tracks as well. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Before that, Blessed with a track called Agoraphobia off the Securitas release. And that's a local group. And at the top of the set was Mole with a track called WFY. That's off a album called Pool Blood. And Pool Blood is based out of Toronto. And we're going to keep going with some more music on the program. And we're going to hear something from a Calgary-based kind of bedroom electronic artist named Jairus Sharif, a new album called Water and Tools. Played this a few weeks ago, and we're going to hear a track called 9 to 5 Silver, and this one is out on a, actually I'm not sure what label it's on, could be a self-titled release, I should have this information, but I'll get it to you later. But anyways, we're going to hear from Jairus Sharif. After that, something from an artist out of Montreal named Jalouse. With an album called Nature Morte, we'll hear a track called Fumer au Restaurant, some kind of a dark wave electronic pop music. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Jairus Sharif. Track is called 9 to 5 Silver. We'll be right back.
pour vivre tous les soirs. Conscient, inconscient, je fume au restaurant. Bien faire, c'est facile, pas besoin de ça. Juste assez d'argent pour fumer au restaurant. Le temps a passé, je suis resté le même, dans le même deux et demi. Et quand je fume au restaurant,
listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
And we're back. That was something from Jalouse, a track called Fumeur au Restaurant off the Nature Morte album, and apologies for pronunciation. Jalouse is based out of Montreal, and you can check out this album at jalousemusic.bandcamp.com. And before that, you heard something from Jairus Sharif with a track called 9 to 5 Silver off the Water and Tools release. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock, like I mentioned before, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, another hour left on the program. And up next, we're going to hear a classic album from Slint, the debut album called Tweeze. We're going to hear a track called Carol. And all these track names are based on the band members' parents' names, so I'm not sure who Carol is. But anyways, after that, we're going to hear a project that started after Slint originally broke up, and we'll hear something from The Four Carnation, which is a project from one of the main members. Well, I guess the vocalist of Slint, Brian McMahon, something from an album called Promised Works. We'll hear a track called Winter Lair. And this is actually featured originally on an EP called Marshmallows. The Promised Works releases a collection of two EPs from the Four Carnation. And the release came out in 1997. So anyways, we're going to hear a track called Winter Lair from the Four Carnation, which tends to be a lot more kind of slower, moody and ambient compared to the music of Slint. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this track is called Carol.
Drifting to sleep, let the snow fall deep into the blighted plains. Far below, the earth is thawing, the rivers flow. Thank you.
And from The Four Carnation, that was a track called Winter Lair off the Promised Works album. That came out in 1997. And like I said, that's a group that's made up of, a member of Slint, Brian McMahon. And it's a very kind of moody, slow-moving and brooding post-rock. And that group started after Slint had originally broke up. And that's what you heard prior to that. You heard the track from the album called Tweeze that came out in 1989. You heard the track called Carol. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm going to be with you for the next 45 minutes or so. And up next, we're going to hear something from a French pianist and composer named Mélanie Delibert and a release out called Magic Square. We're going to hear a track called Perpetuum Mobile. And once again, that's Milane Delibert. He's a French composer, and this is out on a label called Flow Records, which is, I do believe, based out of Japan. You can check it out at flow.bandcamp.com. That's F-L-A-U. And then after Milane Delibert, we're going to hear something from one of my longtime favorite artists, Alexander Tucker. He's got a new release out with an artist named Keith Collins, a collaboration album called Fifth Continent. We're going to hear the forthcoming track called Spring Grum 2. And I think this will be coming out very soon, actually next week sometime. Only two tracks are available so far, and you can check this out on his Bandcamp at alexandertucker.bandcamp.com, and that's once again a collaboration album with Keith Collins. Really great stuff. Really has that kind of droney Alexander Tucker sound, but a lot more kind of it's like an instrumental droney oriented. So we'll hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Perpetuum Mobile by Milane Delibert. Thank you.
Do you want to learn more about studying, learning a language, or working abroad? Come on down to Vancouver's Convention Center, East Building, on Thursday, March 2nd to check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair. It's free and a great opportunity to find out how you can boost your resume by studying, learning a language, or working abroad. Come early at 1 p.m. to catch the feature seminar on scholarships. And the main exhibition hall opens at 2 p.m. For more information, go online to www.studyandgoabroad.com. Are you looking for a mind-melting, jumping show to go to? Show Me the Body is a noise music, sludge metal, genre-bending band that puts on exhilarating shows, and they're coming to Vancouver's Rickshaw Theatre on March 8th. For more information and to get tickets, go to rickshawtheatre.com.
That was something from Alexander Tucker and Keith Collins, a track out on the Fifth Continent album. You heard the track called Spring Grown 2, and that will be forthcoming and released on February 24th, next week. And you can check this out at alexandertucker.bandcamp.com. And you may know Alexander Tucker from his other projects, such as Grumbling Fur, that he played a few weeks ago, and numerous other solo releases and various other projects that he's involved in. Check it out at alexandertucker.bandcamp.com. He's got a really great discography of releases there, going back to, actually I'm not sure how far back he goes, but I have been listening to him since around like 2006. Before that, you heard something from Milan Delibert, a pianist and composer. Let me see, he's a French pianist composer, but his music is out on a Japanese record label called Flow Records. And you heard the track off the album called Magic Square, something called Perpetuum Mobile. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And want to extend a long-term thanks for the fund drive. I've thanked last week, but I just want to thank you again for anyone that donated to the fund drive. We had a really great week of events and programming, and really appreciate anyone that donated. Up next, we're going to hear something from an artist named Martina Bertoni, a release called Hypnagogia, and we'll hear a track called From E to W, kind of a droney electronic project, and this is out on Carl Records, which is a Berlin-based label. Check it out at bandcamp.com. That's Carl with a K. And this is a cello and electronic artist named Martina Bertoni. It's her second release out on this label, and we're going to hear a track called From E to W. After that, something from Room 40 Records, and a release out from an artist named Zane Tro, making some really moody ambient drone music. From Zane Tro, we're going to hear a track called Ghost Monk Dance, and this is off an album called Invitus Helene. Check it out at room40.bandcamp.com. But first, from Martina Bertoni, this track is called From E to W. from Zane Trow, or Tro. That was a track called Ghost Monk Dance of the Invoutus Helene album out on Room 40 Records. Very kind of dark, drony, sinister release. And you can check this out at room40.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's Zane Trow. Before that, you heard something from Martina Bertoni with a track called From E to W, and you heard a track off the album called Hypnagogia. It's out on Carl Records out of Berlin, and you can check it out at carlrecords.net. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new music I've been checking out. And up next, we're going to hear some new stuff from the techno duo known as Giant Swan. They have a new release out called Fantasy Food that was just put out in January. We're going to hear the opening track called Sugar and Air. And I did get the chance to see Giant Swan a few years back at the New Forms Festival. They put on a really, really killer show. Check this out at giantswan.bandcamp.com. And then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more after this one right here on CITR. This track is called Sugar and Air. Yeah.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
R2 Records. That was something from Charisma, a track called Necessary Madness off the Charisma Classics Volume 1. R2 Records is a London-based label. Check it out at r2records.bandcamp.com. And this is a Baltimore electronic artist named Charisma. That's with a K and a Z. And once again, that's out on R2 Records. Prior to that, you heard some pretty heavy techno from Giant Swan, a track off a new release out called Fantasy Food. You heard the opening track called Sugar and Air, and the duo can be checked out at giantswan.bandcamp.com, and you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to keep going with some more music in the program, and we're going to hear something from a really interesting compilation out called Antipedian Anomalies, Volume 2, out on Left Ear Records. We're going to hear a track called Maholi Nagi Takes a Holiday from an artist named TCH. And this is a interesting collection of experimental music from Australia, I do believe. And once again, it's out on Left Ear Records. Kind of a new wave, experimental type music, very interesting stuff. And once again, it's called Antipodean Anomalies Volume 2. Then after that, I think we're going to hear something from an artist named, let me see, Little Spirits. An album called Little Spirits from Two Shell. We'll hear a track called iMessage, kind of a hyper pop music from a label called Mainframe Audio. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track from TCH called Maholi Nagi Takes a Holiday.
Austerity today announced its strict new guidelines in a bid to conserve the nation's dwindling supplies of polyester. All business shirt collars are to be reduced by 30%. All ties, except those to be worn at official state functions, to be of the elastic neck variety. The Bureau of Culture today announced that the official state art form will become the pornographic film. Currently topping the list of 10 best books for bedtime reading is a new publication titled Maholi Nagi Takes a Holiday. It features a foreword by Oscar Schlemmer, and many fine illustrations by Alexander Rodchenko. The Bureau of Thought today announced that all thinking was to be confined to the job at hand. This brings our news service to a close. All citizens may rest. Thank you. Thank you.
we're back. I just jumped in and decided to play two tracks to end off the program. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week. You can hear something from Two Shell with a track called iMessage off the Little Spirits album. After that, the new Ladytron album called Time's Arrow. You'll hear a track called Sargasso Sea.
You're inside the Soca Storm. I ain't come here for no standard.